Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rabbi Yaakov Glasser. I have the great privilege of serving as Yeshiva University's David Mitzner Dean of our Center for the Jewish Future. We are coming together today, YU students, parents, university community. We're coming together because we feel in certain ways so close and yet in other ways so distant from what is going on in Eretz Yisrael at this particular moment. Every siren and every rocket pierces our hearts, raises our level and sense of connection with Am Yisrael, with our own parents, with our own children, with our brothers and sisters and our friends, our families who are there. And at the same time, we feel distant. We feel like there's so little we could do. We just want to put our arms around the entire Jewish people and tell them that we're with them and that we're standing beside them and that we feel such unity at this moment of such great and deep challenge for Am Yisrael. So we come together as a YU community so that we could draw strength from each other and with each other, so that we could daven, so that we could sing, and so that we could be together in times of challenge and in times that test our sense of resolve. We'd like to begin this afternoon and this evening in Eretz Yisrael's program by asking the president of Yeshiva University, Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, to address us. Rabbi Berman.
Thank you, Rabbi Glasser, for your introduction and for organizing this very important gathering. All of our Rosh Yeshiva were here with us, Rabbi Menachem Penner, our Dean of Reitz, Rabbi Yosef Kalinsky, our Dean of Undergraduate Torah Study, and of course, our beloved students here in New York, around the world, our students in Israel, and all of the yeshivot and seminaries, our parents, our family, and our friends. L'man Tzion lo echasheh, l'man Yerushalayim lo eshkot. For the sake of Zion, I will not be quiet. For the sake of Jerusalem, I will never be silenced. You know, my son was just called back to the army on Miluim. He serves in intelligence. He's in Tel Aviv right now in the bunker. And he told the story that when he, during his time of service, he was in Hezder. And when he served in the army, he was in Modi'in Mechkar during the Gaza war. And he remembers that one day during the war, he was actually on his way to Mincha when the air raid sirens went off. So him and his friends were shuttled to a new area, a building that they haven't been before, but everyone was running and directing to go to the closest miklat, to go to the closest bomb shelter. And they're all running to the bomb shelter, air raid sirens going off, rockets are coming into Tel Aviv. So they're directed into a narrow hallway downstairs to the miklat, and all of a sudden, when he's in the miklat, so these huge bodyguards appeared, started pushing a couple of people to the side, and then into the miklat came Rosh HaMemshala, the Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu. And my son sat in the miklat together with Bibi Netanyahu during the aerial attack against Tel Aviv during the war. And he said that, you know, being in the sense, sitting down, common soldiers together with the Rosh Memshala, heightened the feeling that when we are under attack, we are all in the miklat together. We are all in the bomb shelter together. L'man Tzion lo echasheh, For the sake of Tzion, I will not be quiet. For the sake of Jerusalem, I will never be silenced. Because when Tzion is attacked, when Jerusalem is attacked, we are attacked. Wherever we are, we sit in the miklat together. Yesterday and tonight, right now, when rockets are invading our cities and threatening our brothers and sisters, I feel, we feel, we are all under attack. And that is the sense of achdut, of unity. That is the sense. We can't go on in our day. You know, yesterday when this happened, I just couldn't go on. I couldn't think. You can't go on in your day when we are being attacked, when Jerusalem is attacked, when Zion is attacked. It's our home. It's us. Now, I remember a number of years ago, Renan Gissim, who was then the senior advisor to Prime Minister Sharon, was telling me about his army experiences and what he thinks of when he thinks about support from diaspora Jewry and from Jews in the United States. He said that when he was in the army, his battalion, his troops, did night raids in Jenin. And Jenin had very narrow alleys. Very narrow alleys. And what you had to do in the middle of the night, it was pitch black, radio silence, single file. The troop would run to the next alley and stop and wait, scout, and then continue. And the way that they would know that the people are behind them, they couldn't see anything. And there was total radio silence, is that when they stopped, the guy behind them would tap them on the shoulder so that they know that the people were behind them, that they weren't alone. He said the scariest moments of his life was running in the alleyway and the dark of Jenin, stopping and waiting for those seconds to know whether that person is behind them and tapping them on the shoulder, or whether he's off in the middle of the alleyway alone. Renan Gissin said, you know what Israel needs from American Jewry, from diaspora Jewry? We need you to tap us on the shoulder. We need to know that you have our backs. We need to know that we're not alone, that we're all in this together. We're all in the miklat. And we can't go on in our day. We need to daven. We need to advocate. We need to find the vehicles which we show our chizuk, our concern, our love, our care, because it is us. It is we. It is our family. We are under attack. L'man Tzion lo echashe, l'man Yerushalayim lo eshkot, ad yetze kanoga tzidka v'yusha v'shuasa kelapid yivhar, until her righteousness comes out in brilliance and her salvation burns like a torch. We're here to work together with our brothers and sisters in Israel, in Achdus, in Chizuk, when we're all under attack. We come together in Tfilah. We come together in Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see the Yeshua, Yeshuata Kilapid Yivar. And may the Yeshua, may the salvation come soon. Let us tap them on the shoulder. We're all in this together.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Berman. We now turn to Harav Meir Goldwicht with some words of chizuk from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh.
ברשות נשיא הישיבה, רבנים, מורי ורבותיי, נסתכל על השנה וחצי האחרונים, נראה שהקדוש ברוך הוא מדבר איתנו עוד דבר, עוד הפעם, עוד הפעם ועוד הפעם. The last 15 months, הקדוש ברוך הוא talk to us again and again. He say to us exactly same. ופסח. Last year. Special holiday, everybody come together. One of the unique time in the year. To stay alone. Children, parents, grandparents. It's a time of celebration. Time change. It's care, worry. It's sad. Exactly same. After the corona, thank God, the COVID-19 is over in Eretz Israel. First event, everyone come together with his mask, celebrate, to dance, all over, different style of people. The middle celebration of Lag BaOmer, major tragedy, 45 pure neshamot dying tragedy way. Never since that. From Yerushalayim, every year, 53 years. From March, Digle Israel, the cross, George Street, Agron, go to the old city. When all of them stay and ready, start to dance, to march, King George Street, goes to the great synagogue. The siren start. Yerushalayim. Everyone try to keep the rule, stay beside wall, on the floor. This year, 54 years, when we get two sides of Yerushalayim come back together, this celebration stop. When this siren take place, it was in the street, Kinjo Street, believe or not, same place. They stay 54 years ago, minus few days, when 6-day war start, the teacher in Bet Sefer Chorev say to us, Eladim, תחילה המלחמה, הולכים הביתה. War start, you need to go back home. Don't forget exactly what you learn. The siren go up and down, stay beside the wall. This three major time, special time, celebration, change. Time when everyone's scared, worry, confused. Kadosh Baruch Hu, want for us. One thing. My children, come together. Come together. Pesach, celebration of all the family, come together. All over. Guests. Dichvin. And Baomer also was celebration with so many people in Miron every year, the type of Jewish people. Yom Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu want for us, children, shoulder to each other. The rest, we will take my responsibility. We have two ways to stay alone. Or, because the time is difficult and complicated, or Vayishkon Israel betach badad, Eretz Dagan v'Tirosh. was a nation of respect. It was a nation, look of us, all model. Bidut, we stay alone mitoch otzma. How we do this? This is what we need to learn now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the life of Ishmael. Torah come and teach us, Igdal, Eir of Ekeshat. Ekeshat is mean hunter. Who cares if he's hunter or not? Any other field in his life, what he's like to do. Chazal and Pirkei de Rabbi Ezer explain to us, Eir of Ekeshat, all the time, through arrow. Exactly what we see now, rockets, the stones. Any other place in this world, this will happen. We react how we react. Only we have a deep moral, care of other people. But Yaakov Avinu come and teach us, we have other bow and arrow. He give to yourself the city of Shechem. He say to him, Asher lakachti miyad ha'emori becharbi vekashti. Rashi explain kashti, it means pray. We know Amor, we pull the arrow close to us, go far from us. Amor, without tefillot, will come from the heart. Tefillah can make tremendous impact. Amor, we decide, give our heart other people. Who care? This is a parsha. We read this week, talk about all the Shvatim. Every Shevet have different color of flag. Everyone, lead us to Yehuda. What is the color of his flag is? Blue. Who is Yehuda? Issachar and Zvulun. Dark blue for Issachar and white for Zvulun. Dark blue and white. Give us blue. Give us Tchelet. We feel everyone have his color, but we one nation, we one soul in different bodies. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this to us through Pesach last year, through Lag BaOmer this year, through from Tavchet Biyar until now. And Nireh Kol Echad Ma'alat Chavero. To decide. One step more, looking positive way about everyone. The after all of this coming Shabbat, Rabbi Hoshea come and promise to us, Nikbetsu Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Israel Yachdav, Am Israel will come back together. What we be zoche to Yom Israel. Chazal explained what is mean Israel. Israel, what God bowed and then make fruit. We have the emuna. But not only we have emuna, it's every time emunatcha balelot. Hebrew is not right to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu emunatcha. Emunateinu. We believe, we trust you. But the emunatcha balelot, he trusts us. He knows we can create this stage of unity. We know more, we know to concede, care, become more sensitive in many circles in our life. Family, friend, neighbors. We can have different opinion. To remember we want soul. But the Shmuel who shows this to us in time of celebration, in time of simcha, stops this in the middle. Because everything what is important, we know in our life, we talk about this again and again, and those Shmuel who exactly saying, show to us again and again, children give shoulder to each other, together. Shmuel promised to us, go to read also this coming Haftarah. Rastichi be'emunah. Shbok who say, trust you, you can do this. Don't say it's difficult. Don't say it's complicated. Don't say I cannot. I can. If we will come out from this situation, no. To concede, care, have patience to listen to other people. Look to talk in positive way. Small thing. Maybe it's nothing, but for other people it's unbelievable. We'll take this aspect. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the missile falling in Eretz Israel also attacked us, also affect us. Through the tefillah, through the mitzvot, this is our arrow. That Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this, what we, in the way, Kabbalat HaTorah, Va'ichan Israel Keneged Ha'ar, I mentioned this also, Yom HaAtzmaut, in the year of 74, we get permission from the nation to return to our homeland, and 74, the matter is Va'ichan, this is not Va'ichan. We will take this in this way. We promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and promise to us. You know, you believe about us. We show you. We can do this in the right way. B'siyata d'shmaya, b'zoche, the full redemption, all the days come back, days of celebration of Simcha, all the nation recognize if they want or if they don't want. Miki amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. All the nation will understand what is mean. We pray בירושלים מרחב רחמים תשוב ותשכון בתוכה כאשר דיברת הקדוש ברוך הוא ופלפיל משאלות ליבנו לטובה ולכן come together מתוך שמחה מתוך בריאות מתוך ברכה הרבה סייעתא דשמיא.
Thank you so much, Rabbi. And now we have to share with us some tefillah from Ashkelon in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Ari Salamant, who is the Director of International Recruitment and Admissions of Yeshiva University. Rabbi Salamant.
Thank you, Rabbi Glasser. And Rabbi Berman, I want you to know how much we appreciate your words on this side of the pond, that we feel that tap that we know that everyone feels what we are going through. And even though that many of us and my neighbors here in Ashkelon and many other parts of the country are sitting in their mamads, sitting in their bomb shelters, surrounded by concrete and reinforced steel, we feel the collective embrace of Klal Yisrael. And before I say a kapitel Tehillim and say the Meshabbat for the Chayalim, I wanted to just put a personal face to what the Chayalim are experiencing by sharing something that my daughter Elisheva, who is currently in the Air Force, shared with our family. And although this was a private message, I don't think she's on the Zoom right now. So she wrote, "It's a long night. We heard the sirens and the booms. We didn't sleep much. But when we had time, we put our heads down for as long as we could, trying not to cry from exhaustion. Sadly, it doesn't seem like this is going to end anytime soon." And this was a family Zoom group, so one of my son-in-laws wanted to give Elisheva encouragement. And he wrote to her, "Ellie, you're on the front lines now. Not us, not your friends. Every bomb you snap on, every plane you send is keeping us safe and showing them that we have no tolerance. We stand behind you and we thank you for what you're doing. Without you and your team, we would be nothing right now. Now, my son-in-law was a commander in Givati during one of the last wars. And he wrote, "The one thing that helped me get through tough times was selflessness. When you help someone, you see what you're capable of. We, the family, know that you're capable of. We know what you're capable of. Sometimes spirits are low, and Elisheva brings out the fun and the happiness. Your friends need what we have been enjoying since you were born. These are all of our chayalim. They're exhausted. They're on the front lines. I can't imagine what the people who are manning the Kippat Barzel, the Iron Dome, are going through, and how exhausted they must be, and the pressure they must be under. Rocket after rocket is being sent our way, and it's their responsibility, but they're not alone. Their strength comes from not the hatred of their enemy, but it comes from the love of our land and the love that everyone is sending them. They feel it, we feel it, and it's greatly, greatly appreciated." Rabbi Glasser, Kapitel Tehillim. I guess you can all repeat after Shir Amalos Mimamakim Krasicho Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoli Tienu Ezecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachnunoi Mabonos Tishmarya Adonai mi yamod ki imcha haslicha leman tivorei ki vihisi Adonai kivsa nafshi lidvaro hacholti nafshi ladinoi mishamrim laboker shamrim laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai Yachesed V'arbe Imo Fidus V'hu Yivtes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. Please keep all of our chayalim in mind. We know they're someone's children, someone's spouse, someone's sibling, someone's grandchild, and someone's friend. Mi sheberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov u'yevarech es chayolei Tzvahagonol Yisrael Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov U'yevorech Es Chayolei O min ayam hagadol alavo arovo Bayom osho baviru bayom Yitein adinoi esoy veino Akamim aleinu negafim limneyem hagadol Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayoleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka U'mikol Nego Machala
V'yishlach bracha v'yatzlacha b'chol maaseh yedeihem yahad be'er soneinu tachteihem v'yatreihem v'keter Yeshua V'ateres nitzachon v'kuyamohem akosu Yadino Eloichem Olechimochem Lilochem lochem Imoy veichem Loshia eschem V'noy maromem
Thank you so much, Rav Ari. We wish you and your family and all of Klal Yisrael and everyone there in Israel should continue to be safe. We conclude our program this afternoon and this evening as we started from the Beis Medrash of Yeshiva. And we ask Rav Menachem Penner, the Dean of Reitz, to share some final thoughts and some tefillos. Rabbi Penner.
Less than thoughts, I'm just going to share some tefillos with you, because the tefillos are probably more important now than the thoughts. Rabbi Berman spoke beautifully about how we need to be there for Achenu B'nai Yisrael in Israel. But what do we do for ourselves? What do we do when we feel paralyzed, when we've spent probably one more minute than we should on Twitter or on the news, seeing what's going on? What's there for us to be able to cope? So what's there for us is a book that was prepared by David HaMelech millennia ago called Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim is there for us when we don't know what to do and we don't know who to turn to. And if you feel overwhelmed by what you're seeing in Eretz Yisrael, maybe ask David HaMelech what to do. Because all of the horrific images that we're seeing and all the fears that we're having, David HaMelech went through all of that first. The story of his lifetime is the story of the Jewish people. And the Tehillim, which he has gifted us, are responses to those things in our lives. So if we feel paralyzed and we don't know what to do, David HaMelech has 150 things that we could do. And you can always open up a Tehillim and always say another kapitel. We'll just say Kuf Chav Aleph and then the Tefillah for the Medina. And I hope you'll join me in singing Achenu before we end the program. Shir lamalo se Sinai leharim yayim yavo ezri. Ezri miyim Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecho, Adonai tzilcho al yad yeminecho. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. Avinu shebashamayim, soyosov ha'golo, bareches medinas Yisrael, reshis michas geulaseinu. Hagen alea be'avras chazdecha, ufros alea sukas shalomecha. Hushlach orcha v'amitacha l'rasheha, sereha v'yoatzeha, v'sakneim be'etza tova milfanecha. Chazek es yidei megine eretz kodshenu, v'hanchileim Eloheinu Yeshua, v'ateres nitzachon teatereim, Nasata shalom ba'aretz, v'simcha salam liyoshveha. V'sachinu kol beis Yisrael, b'kondo b'chol atzos b'zureihem, mehera kol nils, t'tzion yirchav, liyushalayim mishkan shemecha, kakasuv, v'solichem mehera kol nils, t'tzion yirchav, liyushalayim mishkan shemecha, kakasuv b'soros moshe avdecha, miyenidachacha b'kzeh shamayim, mishom yikabetzcha d'nei lo'echa, u'mishom yikachecha. V'haufa ba'adar ga'on uzecha al kol yoshvei sevel artzecha. V'yomar kosh en neshama v'yapo. Adonai Elohei Yisrael melech u'malchuso ba'kol mashallah. Amen selah. V'yachaynu kol beis Yisrael el achaynu kol beis Yisrael. Anisunim batzara, batzara uvashiv. Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Acheyeinu kol beis Yisrael. Acheyeinu. Kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim v'tzara, v'tzara uvashi, ha'oimdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha. Hayamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara livacha u'me'afel aliyayra mishibod legeyola hashta v'hagala u'vizman kori Makom Hayirachem Aleihem V'yotziyem Mitzara Livacha U'me'afel Aliyora U'mishibud Le'geyula Hashta Bagala U'vizman Kore.
Thank you so much, Rav Penner. Thank you so much, everyone who joined us, pulling together today's gathering on obviously very short notice. Just want to thank Matt Schwartz, Michal Haas, Rabbi Dov Winston, Rabbi Rob Shore, and of course for their leadership in creating this program, Stephanie Strauss and Dean Shoshana Schechter, Rabbi Kalinsky, and everyone else who participated. May Kodesh Baruch Hu answer all of our tefillos, Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. May we take all of the sentiments, lessons, and ideas that we heard this afternoon and this evening to heart, May HaKadosh Baruch Hu see our reach for each other and our tefillos to him. And may he bring peace and security and shalom to Klal Yisrael. Thank you.